This goes to Dr. Seth, S-E-T-H Ferguson, F-E-R-G-U-S-O-N. Fax is 989-668-0423. Regarding Betty Tice, T-I-C-E, date of birth 10-6-1943. Dear Dr. Ferguson, this is a follow-up visit for Mrs. Tice with stage 4 chronic kidney disease, pulmonary hypertension, and congestive heart failure with hypotension. Her last visit was December 6th of last year. About 2 weeks ago, she had a tick bite and actually found a tick on her left side of her chest area. And she's currently receiving doxycycline, 100 milligram twice a day. She did test negative for tick-borne diseases, but that was right after the tick bite, so she's being treated prophylactically. She did experience some severe joint pain after the tick fell off also. She did attend a church function and did a lot of volunteering over the weekend and sat on a hard chair, and now she's experiencing some tailbone pain. And she has gained 11 pounds since her last visit. She's had no hospitalizations or procedures, though, since her last visit. No nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia. No diarrhea, blood, or melena. No current chest pain or palpitations. She has chronic dyspnea on exertion. None at rest. No orthopnea or PND. She does have edema of the lower extremities that is stable. Medications, I want to highlight the 12.5 milligram of spironolactone. She's anticoagulated with warfarin. Metoprolol is 25 milligram. She actually takes 25 in the evening and 12.5 milligram in the morning. She has a low-dose aspirin once daily. Torsemide is 20 milligram once a day. Losartan 12.5 milligram daily has been discontinued. She's also on omeprazole and Lipitor and Tylenol for pain. Physical examination, weight is 197 pounds, pulse 105, oxygen saturation 96% on room air, blood pressure left arm sitting, large adult cuff is 102 over 60. Neck is supple, no jugular venous distension. Lungs are diminished in bilateral bases. Heart is regular with somewhat distant sounds. Abdomen is soft, obese, non-tender, no ascites. And she has a trace of ankle edema bilaterally. Labs, most recent lab studies were done May 8th of 2023. Her creatinine is 1.36 with estimated GFR 28. Actually, that would be stage 4. Yes, chronic kidney disease. April 12th, creatinine was 1.1, and the estimated GFR is 34, so she is fluctuating. March 29th, creatinine 1.51, the GFR is 25. So, yes, she does fluctuate quite regularly. We would like her to continue to have lab studies every 1 to 3 months, and she agrees to do so. Her calcium is 8.8, potassium 3.7, sodium is 139, carbon dioxide 25. We have a CBC from March 29th of 2023. Hemoglobin 13.3, normal white count and normal platelets. And albumin is low at 2.9. This is 3/29 of 2023. Assessment and plan 1, stage 4. Chronic kidney disease with stable but fluctuating creatinine levels. No uremic symptoms. She has gained 11 pounds over 6 months without evidence of volume overload currently, and her torsemide has been decreased. She was getting 60 milligram a day, and now she's on just 20 milligram a day. Two, pulmonary hypertension with dyspnea on exertion, and three, congestive heart failure. The patient should continue to have lab studies done every 1 to 3 months. She should follow a low-salt diet and a fluid restriction of 56 ounces per 24 hours, and she should have a follow-up visit in this practice in the next 4 to 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.